The Bible says we're not to be ignorant concerning the tactics and the schemes of Satan. Satan is the father of the lie from the beginning. He uses evidence and manipulation to try to convince us.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This message was taken from a recent Sunday service here at Pace Assembly. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers. This is Your Joseph is Alive.
There are people that are so, that this country is so divided that the black can't get along with the white, or the black can't get along with the Hispanic, or the white with the Hispanic, all the way around. I submit to you the evidence of the truth sitting in this room this morning is what the kingdom and the body of Christ looks like. Truth can't be manipulated. And Jacob's sons guided their father to a false conclusion. But they never said to him, Joseph is dead. You better listen carefully right here. They never said to their father, Joseph is dead. They just brought the bloody, torn coat, multicolored coat of their brother. I've heard in recent weeks and months statements like this. Oh, Pastor, they never said anything bad. Yes, but the thought was left in your head. And now you think you have the evidence and the knowledge and truth, but what you have a hold of is a lie. They showed him the coat, and it was Jacob. After they asked him the question, look at this manipulation. They said to Jacob, their father, is this your son Joseph's coat or not? They knew it. That's all it took. Just the suggestion that led Jacob to the conclusion. Imagining the rest of the story, it was Jacob that said, an evil beast has done this. He goes on to say in Genesis 37, 35, Jacob could not be comforted. His sons and daughters came around to try to comfort him, but he was so overwhelmed with the lie that he refused and could not be comforted. He said, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go to my grave mourning my son. Jacob was in a panic mode, and that's all that Satan wanted. Satan wants the lie to be logical, feasible, believable. And Jacob held that lie, that coat, the evidence, the conclusion, and the only thing left for him. Am I talking to anybody in this building this morning? The only thing left for him was to sink into a place of despair, because everything he had staked his future on, the promise, he surmised was dead. Jacob assumed what happened without, listen to me, he assumed what happened without being led by the Holy Spirit. He just believed, listen now, he just believed what they said. Now, when you find they, please come tell me. That is that nebulous, unknown, invisible group of people that sow discord among the brethren, do everything they can to make a suggestion to you that perhaps you shouldn't come to this church, or perhaps you shouldn't do that or do that. I came to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you better refuse the lie and watch for the truth. Investigate yourself. Come on now. Jacob did no investigation to find out whether or not it was true. He did no further. He didn't talk to God and say, God, what's going on? He simply believed what they said. Too many people believe the lie over the promises of God. This is the description of a carnal-minded person. The Bible says that the carnally-minded person brings death, but those that are living and functioning by the Spirit is life and peace. We are to look not at the things which are seen, but we are to look at the things which are not seen, for they are eternal, the Bible says. The natural mind, listen carefully to me, will never question our fears. The natural mind won't. Or even the facts against the promises of God. It just takes hold of the lie and brings it into their spirit. Listen, never underestimate the extremes that Satan will go to exploit and destroy you. Even using those closest to you to bring you a bloody coat. That's a lie. I think I'm preaching good here this morning. The only way Satan can get the upper hand is if we believe the lie. So he tampers with the facts long enough and manipulates it to convince us. The Bible says we're not to be ignorant concerning the tactics and the schemes of Satan. Satan is the father of the lie. From the beginning, he uses evidence and manipulation to try to convince us. And the Bible is replete with this. For Samson, it was Delilah. For Lot, it was the material wealth of Sodom. For the prodigal son, it was the promise of the big time with no authority and no accountability necessary over his life. For Elijah, it was Jezebel's threat. For students today at school, it's Darwin's theory that has never been proven. For the drug addict, it's the lie of the benefits of marijuana for medicinal purposes. For the alcoholic, it's the lie that it's a disease. In every area of our life, the evidence becomes factual and real and tangible, but the lie has been propagated from hell. Proverbs says this in Proverbs 23:23, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom, instruction, and understanding. What are you saying, Pastor? I say don't sell the truth for what's popular. Don't sell the truth for what's politically correct. Don't sell the truth for what's culturally relevant. Buy the truth, and whatever it costs you, stand and keep on standing with the truth. When it's all said and done, your dedication, sacrifice, and commitment will still be standing when the world is on fire. I wish somebody put your hands together if you believe this word today. I got something to bring to you today, so don't leave me now. The truth will make you free. Say amen, somebody. The facts may change, but the truth never does. What do you mean, Pastor? The fact is, Paul and Silas were thrown into jail for preaching the gospel. That's the facts. They were in there. But the truth is, God inhabits the praises of his people. And at midnight, when Paul and Silas were factually sitting inside of the prison, they began to worship and magnify God, and God ripped the house down to get where two praisers were gathered in his name. Jesus said, in this life you will suffer persecution. That's a fact. But he also said the truth. But I've overcome the world, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's the truth. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8 and 9 says, we're troubled on every side. That's a fact. Yet not distressed. That's the truth. We're perplexed. That's a fact. But not in despair. That's the truth. We're persecuted. That's a fact. But we're not forsaken. That's the truth. We're cast down. That's a fact. But we're not destroyed. That's the truth. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, there is truth that will make you free. And if you're hungry for that truth, then God will give it to you, and you can walk in freedom every day of your life. Joseph's coat then became a faith killer for Jacob. Jacob believed the lie, and once he did, now you listen, everything in him and in his family began to turn upside down from that point forward. Jacob's health began to fail. His children went into sin. Jacob's son, Judah, committed incest. Two of his grandsons died tragically. The devil was having a heyday, all because Jacob believed a lie. Now, this is what the book says in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 25. It says this, and I paraphrase, if you bring that idol into your house, whatever that it is, then you will not only partake of that idol, but you'll become like that idol is. In other words, if you believe a lie and bring it into your house, you won't just believe it, you'll begin to live it out. And you bring a curse, the Bible says, upon you and your house. The last days, the Bible, this is the reason why it's so important for you to be in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching, Holy Ghost church where the preaching confronts your soul. Because he said in the last days, many false prophets and false evangelists and false teachers are going to come sowing to and fro, and their lies are going to be purported that you don't have to live holy and righteous according to the book. You can grease your way into the kingdom on some greasy grace. But the Bible says that the love of many would wax cold in the last day, and they wouldn't see the importance of going to church, reading their Bible, and staying close to God. I want you to know that's the facts of the time we're living in, but the truth is the exact opposite. You better draw near to God while he can be found. In this culture, it's common to lie. Someone sent a statistic out that said that the average person lies 200 times in a week. A lie will bring down your house. A lie will be something that will be there staring you in the face, trying to figure out how else it can manipulate your house. Are you with me? Say amen. Whenever you're staring into the truth in spite of what you know, or into a lie in spite of what the truth is saying, ladies and gentlemen, you're staring into a curse that's being invited into your house. Hear what I'm telling you. Some of you are not going to like it. I don't care. But there's a fellow who wrote himself a book. You know everybody can read a book if they can find somebody to run it off on the copy machine. And everybody's an expert. This past week, it was purported that he wrote a book about the president, and he himself came out and said that not everything in the book was true. I think I remember Adolf Hitler saying, if you say something loud enough and long enough, people will believe it. I got news for you. Adolf Hitler is of his father, the devil, and Satan is a liar from the beginning. I don't care about the fake news coming from hell or for your next door neighbor. You better buy the truth, hide the word in your heart that you might not sin against God, and walk in faith and favor with him. In this culture, it's common to lie. Jacob believed this lie. Instead of being blessed like God said, Jacob stopped walking in the blessing because he believed something that wasn't true. He succumbed then to the famine of the land that forced his sons Jacob to go to Egypt to buy food. It became bad and then worse. These boys went to Egypt while Jacob mourned his son with that coat in his hand. That coat was a constant reminder. That coat ruled his life day after day. That lie that was holding him in despair and controlling his every thought. Consider this. This is the same man who held on to an angel just a few chapters earlier and said, give me a blessing or I won't turn you loose. Now is holding on to a lie sitting in the fetal position inside of his house. Jacob allowed this coat of lies to sever his relationship with God. And Jacob was the one who used to build altars and worship God, but not now. The coat, the lie, was his only focus. The lie controlled him day after day. Can't hear from God now. No longer believing God. He just believed the lie of Joseph's coat that said, my son is dead. Jacob's son had to go to Egypt for supplies to survive. It's a picture of the world conditions that we're in right now. The times are unsettling and fearful times all around us. But I got news for you. Regardless of what the media says, regardless of what anybody else says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I got news for you. The devil's going to throw his best shot, but there is encamped around about him that fear him a host of heaven. That's the truth.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.